For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Michael Barrett was appointed executive director of the Adirondack Mountain Club in late September 2019, taking over for Neil Woodworth, who spent three decades leading the Conservation and Recreation Group. Barrett is a Putnam County native who served as a foreign language interrogator for the U.S. Army and has worked in state government in New York and Missouri. I spoke with Barrett about a number of issues facing the Adirondack Park and why he wanted the job.
Years and years in the Capitol, you value those hours that you have off. And the backcountry in New York State, the wildlands, was always, my escape. And whether it was to recreate or whether it was just to cope with the daily stresses of life. After a while, it transformed into from a pastime to a passion and now a professional pursuit. You know, I couldn't be more thrilled to be part of the Adirondack Mountain Club, to combine my my personal passions with, 15 years as an advocate and attorney.
You just mentioned you do have a legal background. You have experience in state government, both in New York and Missouri. How do you think that prepares you for this position?
Well, you have to. We have this wonderful land called the Adirondacks, and we have wildlands throughout the state. But you have to advocate for them. And there's finite dollars, and advocacy is not just for policy, but it's also dollars to help protect these lands, to purchase new lands, to turn those into wildlands as well, and that requires a certain skill set in government to know where the money is and know how to advocate for it.
To that point, was there anything in Governor Andrew Cuomo's state budget proposal that you think impacts the Adirondack Mountain Club for better or for worse?
Well, I just came from there, the governor's presentation, and boy, was it exciting. We have the governor announced his Save Mother Nature Bond Act, which, we couldn't be more thrilled about. And we really applaud and congratulate the governor for his leadership. So this act provides funding to not only respond to the effects of global warming and natural disasters, but it helps build New York's resiliency in those issue areas as well. And the added benefit, perhaps the overarching virtue of the act, is it helps build the next generation of green jobs that'll be the future of New York's economy. Green is not a drag on the economy, it's a boost to the economy, and the governor gets that.
And I did want to talk to you a little bit about the economy and how it works in the Adirondack Park. How do you plan to approach, sort of land use matters involving the 6 million acre Adirondack Park, understanding that business interests and conservation interests always don't align, and also keeping in mind that New York's North Country has an aging population, and there are calls to, say we need some economic vitality to bring in younger generations?
Sure. Well, that's a big question. You mentioned, the local government's interest, which, of course, is very, very real. And they have good representation on the Adirondack Park Agency. And I think what we need is to bring the full complement of backgrounds to the APA. And so what we would advocate for is to work towards a full slate of APA appointees so that we get an environmental lawyer, so that we get a planner on there, so we get a scientist on there. And I think when you have the full complement of backgrounds that's needed, now you can really do the comprehensive planning for the region.
To one matter in particular, there has been plenty of discussion about the overuse of portions of the high peaks in the Adirondacks. First off, do you think there is overuse? And if so, is that a problem?
Well, I would say a couple of things. First of all, the Adirondack Mountain Club operates perhaps the busiest trailhead in the state. It's the main access point to the popular peaks of Mount Marcy, our highest peak in New York State, and Algonquin. And so way before this became an issue that generates a lot of rhetoric, the Adirondack Mountain Club has been monitoring the increase in high use. And I would say two things in that regard. One, we're absolutely delighted that people are getting outside. All right. I think that let's just pause and talk about that for a moment. Whether it's a paradox or some sort of counterculture that's running against our perception that people, particularly millennials, are attached to their phones and their couches. You know, we know that 7 to 10 million people come to the Adirondacks every year. And there's been more outings this past year than the year before. And the one group that's driving that is millennials. And so the Adirondack Mountain Club, which for close to 100 years has been promoting people getting outdoors in a safe and responsible way, we couldn't be more delighted. Okay, now what do, right? Well, when they come to our trailhead, we've got an audience, right? We've got an audience. And now we can educate them. We can do public outreach, right, to help them learn how to go into the backcountry, how to be prepared, know what potential impacts they can have on this wonderful resource that we have, and help them avoid that. And then what we do is we create, if we do a good job, we create ambassadors for life, for the trails that we love, for the Adirondacks that we love. And so we see it as an opportunity. Whether it's our stewardship program at ADK or our trail building program, what we want to make sure is that not that we turn people away, but that we increase the infrastructure and the educational and outreach opportunities that's commensurate with the level of use, whatever it is.
To that point, also, how should the park be policed? Should DEC Forest Rangers be merged with DEC Environmental Conservation Officers, as is being proposed?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of nuance there that I'm not going to get into, but I will say this. The forest rangers and assistant forest rangers, you know, let's not ignore the assistant forest rangers, do an incredible job. And they're uniquely trained. There's no other force like them. And as the numbers continue to rise, again, I said 7 to 10 million people are going to the Adirondacks. We need to be able to respond to incidents that arise. And that that includes, you know, front country responses on education, et cetera. But regrettably, we see that a significant portion of people who go into the backcountry do so unprepared. And so what starts off as a day hike often turns into an incident that requires a response. And so we'd like to see more forest rangers. And, you know, forest rangers have an incredible history of you know, not just responding to incidents, but also to educating the public. And we'd like to see them get back to that main focus of education and promoting stewardship. And I'm not sure where they can do that with their current force, and we'd like to see more forest rangers.
Michael Barra is the new executive director of the Adirondack Mountain Club. Michael, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.